Hello and welcome to a new edition of Rai Argentina to the World in English. As from today, we are airing a 30-minute edition, a more dynamic version that is going to be repeated more times on the short waves of WRMI, the same frequency via the relay of Miami, 9,395 kilohertz, broadcasting at 22:30, that's UTC time. You can also listen to us via internet on riot.com.ar. And if you're in the States, call Audio Now, 641-552-8099. Local phone call cost, and you can listen to the latest program of Riot, but that's only for listeners in the US. Today we've got a feature dedicated to fundamental rock albums from Argentina, fundamental Argentine rock albums, and of course the news. Walter Danesi is operating, I am Fernando Farias, and thus we start the news. Negotiations with provinces for budget 2019 kick off with criticisms from the opposition. Former Chilean colonel wanted for crimes during Pinochet dictatorship was captured in Argentina. Nicaraguan crisis escalates with 10 more dead as police begins to clear roadblocks. A Peruvian former high judge was arrested in connection with a corruption case. Yerba-made cookies were showcased in Paraguay. Jorge Sampaoli is no longer the coach of Argentina's football national team following disappointing performance at the World Cup. The federal government starts negotiations with provinces for the 2019 budget, the first after the agreement with the IMF. This agreement includes a deficit reduction goal that takes it to zero in 2020. This is why the Mauricio Macri administration has to agree with the 24 districts a series of cuts in public spending. In that context, on Friday, the head of the IMF, Christine Lagarde, will arrive in the country to talk with Mr. Macri about the advance of the accord that opened a $50 billion credit line for Argentina. Reportedly, on this first week, the governors of Córdoba, Salta and Buenos Aires could come over to Casa Rosada in Buenos Aires City. Meanwhile, from some districts such as Santa Cruz in Patagonia, they anticipated their rejection to the intention of splitting with provinces the cuts that total some $10 billion, as anticipated last week by Treasury Minister Nicolás Dujovne. Meanwhile, President Macri published a column on a Chubut newspaper stressing his optimism despite current problems. On the piece, the head of state assured that, and I quote, Argentina's society is before the historic opportunity of becoming a prosperous and inclusive country. On the text, Mr. Macri recognized, of course, the road is not easy, we've encountered obstacles and problems arose. Former Chilean Colonel Sergio Francisco Jara Arancibia was arrested on Sunday in the Argentine city of Mar del Plata. For about a year, he'd been sought by his country's courts that sentenced him for murders committed in 1973 during Augusto Pinochet's dictatorship. The former military man will be now extradited to Chile, so he'll serve his conviction. According to Argentine authorities, Arancibia was arrested in an operation with support of Interpol. The caught man was one of the most wanted men in Chile and was sentenced for two killings under the Pinochet regime between 1973 and 1990. There are 10 more victims in the Nicaraguan crisis as the police began forcefully clearing demonstrators, blocking roads and streets. Most of those who died as a result of Operation Cleanup, as the government calls it, were registered in the city of Masaya. Human rights organizations reported that a father and his son were forced out of their home and then executed by government agents, including paramilitary groups. Same sources assure four anti-riot police officers were killed in the turmoil, but authorities haven't confirmed this. In that context, the Argentine Foreign Ministry issued a communique rejecting violence in Nicaragua. The text reads that attacks on civil society, priests and human rights activists are intolerable. Let's recall the conflict in Nicaragua began last April over a pension system reform plan rejected by thousands of demonstrators across the country. So far, the wave of violence has left more than 250 dead. An important former judge in Peru was arrested in the context of a corruption scandal that involves the helm of the South American judiciary. The former head of El Callao High Court, Walter Rios, was detained in Lima as part of an investigation into a ring of influence peddling and perverting the course of justice with participation of magistrates, politicians and businessmen. In hearings published recently, Rios can be heard offering a $10,000 bribe in exchange for promotions and appointments in the judiciary. In Paraguay, cookies made with yerba mate were showcased despite the ingredient being mainly associated with the most popular beverage in the Southern Cone, the mate tea. It is a project by Eco Solidario Market of Paraguay, whose main responsible, Mr. Oscar Rodas, described as a superfood with various nutritious, energetic and medicinal properties. The product is not yet sold in shops, but it is being promoted in fairs and exhibitions. Mr. Rodas asserted about the cookies that they feed you and they heal you, and he underlined they are pesticide-free and devoid of any industrial process. Let's recall that yerba mate is used for making the most popular hot beverage in Uruguay, Argentina, Paraguay, Chile and Brazil. Mate, the way of drinking it from a straw, has not changed since colonial times. Jorge Sampaoli is no longer Argentina's national football team coach, as confirmed by the Argentine Football Association yesterday in a communique. His exit has been sought since Argentina was eliminated from the World Cup by the team that ended up winning the competition, France. But the revoking was stalled due to the millionaire rescission clause that included the contract signed just a year ago. The Argentine Football Association has not yet announced a successor for Sampaoli, whereas the next big commitment for Argentina is next year in Brazil, the Copa America. Meanwhile, French celebrations for the second World Cup had their echo in Buenos Aires, where the French ambassador, Pierre Guignard, revealed he felt a little sad because the path to the championship, including leaving Argentina out. And these were the news brought to you by RAE, Argentina to the World.
RAE, Argentina to the World, presents Almendra, foundational and essential record of Argentine rock.
Ana no duerme, espera el día, sola en su cuarto. Ana quiere jugar.
Voted on many occasions as the most important record of Argentine rock history, Almendra was published in January 1970 by the band of the same name, integrated by four young neighbors of the Belgrano City neighborhood in Buenos Aires. Almendra was the first long play by the group, and it contained one of the most dearest songs of the local rock, Less, Eye of Paper, as well as other songs such as Fermin, Prayer for the Sleeping Child, Anna Doesn't Sleep, or There Laura Goes. The members of the Almendra group, considered the foundational Argentine rock band, were Luis Alberto Spinetta, Emilio Del Guercio, Edelmiro Molinari and Rodolfo Garcia. The group was born in 1967 and separated in 1970. Let's listen to Emilio Del Guercio, the bass and choir man, explaining the way the band was born. Out of the blue, people get together. Life brings them together, as it did with Luis and myself. We were schoolmates, and then Edelmiro came, who was my brother's schoolmate, and Rodolfo, who was also Lou's friend, because they knew each other from their neighborhood. And, well, life brought us together, and at a certain moment we lived the experience of modeling a language which really exceeded us.
Somos seres humanos, sin saber lo que es hoy un ser humano.
Eager readers and art consumers in general, the young friends were also fans of the Beatles, of Astor Piazzolla's tango, and of Argentine folklore interpreter Cuchi Leguizamón. And when the radio host of a popular folklore program heard them for the first time, he proposed to them to register some samples, which, in turn, would take them to the recording of their first LP.
Vida y sangre, sin ardor, no hace falta, hay calor.
The four musicians were young and with no experience in recording studios, but the vocal arrangements surprised the public for their maturity and portrayed them as excellent performers. Most compositions belong to Luis Alberto Spinetta. The first track of the record was and still is one of the anthems of Argentine rock, Last As of Paper, written by Luis Alberto Spinetta, also playing the guitar and singing.
¿Dónde vas? Quédate hasta el alba. Muchacha, pequeños pies, no corras más. Quédate hasta el alba. Sueña un sueño despacito entre mis manos, hasta que por la ventana suba el sol. Muchacha, piel de rayón, no corras más. Tu tiempo es hoy. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duerma, muchacha, voz de gorrión, ¿a dónde vas? Quédate hasta el día. Muchacha, pechos de miel, no corras más. Quédate hasta el día. Duerme un poco y yo entre tanto construiré un castillo con tu vientre hasta que el sol, muchacha, te haga reír hasta llorar, hasta llorar. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza. Cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color. Y no hables más, muchacha, corazón de tiza, cuando todo duerma, te robaré un color. La, 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 la.
Composer Luis Alberto Spinetta recalls the moment of the creation of the song.
Viste que muchacha es Cristina.
The lass is Cristina, a friend, who was also my girlfriend. She was also my first wife. At that moment, she was very special, and the song tried to express that. Love materialized into a relation for the first time. Therefore, the song is embodied in the eternal feeling. Let's say, one feels for those one loves. Among the many anecdotes that nourish the story of this recording, we find the one related to the long play cover, The band members did not want a photograph published, neither as a group nor as individuals, as it was customary. Then, a drawing by Luis Alberto Spinetta himself, that the record house took time to accept, was used. The drawing was a human cartoon, a little ridiculous man who, according to the artist, represents the figure of the idiot. A clown who let roll down a tear of 1,000 years held under his left eye, which brought the songs the band was there to sing.
Plegaria para un niño dormido. Quizás tenga flores en su ombligo.
And if it is possible to consider the drawing innocent, we must remember it was done by Spinetta, who was only 19 at the time. As a matter of fact, the word ingenuity is used by another member of the band, Edelmiro Molinari, to talk about that group experience.
Las cosas salían con una ingenuidad increíble, ¿no?
Things were made from an incredible ingenuity. See the ingenuity of children when they are born? Almendra started that way, as if we were four-year-old kids who were just born and we threw ourselves into the world in that condition. We lasted 2 to 3 years. That is, when the ingenuity was over, we became enraged fish, Aquelarre, and Human Color, our following musical groups. The album Almendra is integrated by 9 tracks. 7 out of them belong to Spinetta, 1 to Edelmiro Molinari and another to Emilio Del Guercio. The sound of the record reflects a variety of influences that go from tango to folklore to Sgt. Pepper by the Beatles. Recorded in 1969 at a time of strong social and political upheavals in Argentina and the world, that scenario would also have a strong influence on the members of Almendra when creating that first record. According to Spinetta's words, these songs were composed at a time when we believed that our songs would change the world. But that was not true. Don't forget that ours was simply a decorative art. It always was, and it will always be. Painters, sculptors, writers, and musicians, we are decorators of the rest. Fantastic, which is life.
Figúrate que pierdes la cabeza. Sales a la calle. Sin embargo, el mundo sigue bajo el sol.
An important data to properly measure the importance of this record is that besides having been considered the 6th best album of Argentine rock on the list of their 100 best, elaborated by the Rolling Stone magazine, almost all the songs that integrated became memorable samples of that genre. It is the case of the already heard Glass Eyes of Paper, and among others, Anna Doesn't Sleep.
Anna no duerme, espera el día, sola en su cuarto. Anna quiere jugar sobre la alfombra, toca su sombra, cuenta las luces, mira la gran ciudad. Anna no duerme. Se torna en luz sobre la alfombra, toca su sombra, cuenta las luces, mira la gran ciudad. Ana no duerme, juega con nada, tal vez mañana despierte sobre el mar.
Sobre el mar.
record Almendra has been said to be the most relevant in Argentine rock, and of all the songs in the LP, There, Laura Goes represents a special case due to the extraordinary arrangements written by guitar player and orchestra conductor Rodolfo Alchurón, but besides, due to the appropriate presence of a bandoneon in a song reminiscent of tango.
Laura va lentamente, guarda en su valija gris el final de toda una vida de pena.
Rodolfo García, drum player of the band, and Luis Alberto Spinetta recall the way they decided the incorporation of the first bandoneon in rock history.
Los arreglos eran en general ideas nuestras.
The arrangements were, in general, our ideas. That, as we did not know how to write music, we asked Rodolfo Alchurón to do it. The bandoneon was a constant source of inspiration. It was not only Piazzolla who inspired us. It was Troilo and others, all of them geniuses. But the incorporation of a bandoneon in There, Laura Goes, I think it was Alchurón's idea.
Creo que se le ocurrió al Churrón.
Laura ve, los años le han dado la resignación y el dolor.
The Almendra record admits direct influence of the Beatles. And, as Spinetta himself attests, There, Laura Goes recognizes its relation with the song She's Leaving Home by the British Quartet, especially regarding the lyrics and the orchestra arrangements.
Laura, pobre tu dolor, se cayó de una oración, por eso te va. La valija pesa y él le ayuda a entrar en el tren. La cubre de besos y el sol también.
Consulting many years after the recording about which his favorite song was in the disc, three of the musicians said, "These sad men." Let's listen to it now.
That was the installment on Fundamental Argentine Rock Albums dedicated to Almendra, the first group by Luis Alberto Spinetta. Let's go over the headlines before signing off. The negotiations with provinces for the budget 2019 kick off with criticism from the opposition. A former Chilean colonel wanted for crimes during Pinochet's dictatorship was captured in Argentina. The Nicaraguan crisis escalates with 10 more dead as police begins to clear roadblocks. A Peruvian former high judge was arrested in connection with a corruption case. Yerba-made cookies were showcased in Paraguay. Jorge Sampaoli is no longer the coach of Argentina's football national team following disappointing performance at the World Cup. Walter Danesi put the program on the air. My name is Fernando Farias. This was RAE Argentina to the World in English, broadcasting via the relay of WRMI at 16:30 UTC time, 22 and 22:30 UTC time. The reruns via the frequency of 9,395 kilohertz. Our program can also be heard via the website of RAE, rae.com.ar, and audio now if you're in the States. Call 641-552-8099. For contacting us, send us an email to rae@raeargentina.com. Thank you for listening. Hasta mañana.